Well, hello, hello, guys. You are listening to Beauty Bites with Dr. K, Secrets of a Plastic Surgeon. And this is my amazing podcast all about the science of healthy, sexy, vibrant skin at every age. And for those of you who don't know me, I'm a facial plastic surgeon. I'm located in Pasadena, California. I run an amazing Instagram. It's Beauty by Dr. K, D-R-K-A-Y. And you can find me on my website with the same name, www.beautybydrk.com. And today's podcast, we're going to do a 5-Minute Friday. It's heading into summer. It's getting hot. And I wanted to talk all about sunscreen. I'm sure you guys are bored of this topic. Don't be bored. This is one of the most important topics that you can learn and understand for your own benefit, your skin, for your family. Just wanted to remind you guys. So 90% of skin aging comes from sun damage. That is an astounding number, 90%. That is crazy. If you could control sun damage and the effect of it on your skin, you could have 90% less aging changes and slow down your aging process considerably. So one of your most useful mechanisms of doing that, of course, is sun avoidance. So, you know, just don't be in the sun too much. When it's nice and shady, you want to stay in the shade. However, ultraviolet light penetrates through foggy days, through clouds, through shade. So please remember that sunscreen is going to be something super important and very protective for you. Of course, a large hat, a large umbrella, all beneficial. Indirect sun hits the ground and bounces off and hits your face. And blue light nowadays in front of computer screens and technology from fluorescent lights as well can contribute to ultraviolet damage. So sunscreen in general is super important even when there is no blazing sun outside. Remember, sunscreens prevent two types of ultraviolet radiation from hitting and penetrating your skin. There's UVA and UVB. So UVA is the type of ultraviolet rays that cause aging. So A for aging, that's easy to remember. They age your skin prematurely, and they're also increasing your risk of skin cancer. UVB is the main one that causes sunburn. And UVA is the main ultraviolet that's associated with wrinkling, leathery skin type, sagging, and photo damage of the skin, like brown spots. UVA and UVB kind of work together, and they both increase your risk of getting skin cancers. So sun protection using a sunscreen that has SPF 20 and above is super important. SPF stands for sun protection factor, and it's a measure of how sunscreen can protect your skin from ultraviolet B. Remember, ultraviolet B is the bad version of ultraviolet, which causes cancer changes more than anything else. And if you use a sunscreen of SPF 15, it theoretically prevents reddening and damaging the skin 15 times longer, about 5 hours longer, than if you use nothing. So SPF 15 filters out about 93% of all incoming ultraviolet rays. SPF 30 keeps out about 97%, and SPF 50 keeps out 98%. So does it matter, and should you use SPF with the highest numbers? I think it's not negligible. I think it's very important to use SPF 50 and above. If you are light sensitive, if you have a history of skin cancers, those extra percentages make a difference to you. And if you live in a super sunny environment like Southern California, it makes a difference. It may not make a difference in a day, but in 15 years, 20 years of everyday sun exposure, if you get 5% or 8% more sun protection, that is huge. So I do definitely advocate for you guys to use SPF 50 and above. First of all, one thing to remember is that sunscreen has to be applied regularly. So there is no sunscreen that lasts all day. That technology, maybe it's coming, maybe it's not. But for now, I definitely want you guys to use sunscreen and reapply every 2 hours. That rule might sound ridiculous to you. You might wonder, how on earth can I do that? You can easily put sunscreen on as your first layer underneath your makeup. Especially if you use like a really nice mattifying primer type of sunscreen. You can try mine. It's wonderful. It's my ultimate sun shield. It's SPF 50. It's lightly tinted. It has a very nice matte texture, and it covers everything. It also has vitamin C, ceramides, and peptides. So I'm a little biased, but I love it, and I think you will too. That one is amazing. And it's mineral-based sunscreen. So we're going to get into the differences between chemical and mineral-based sunscreens as well. But use that as your base layer. Throughout the day, you have your makeup on, but you do need to reapply. So if I'm going to go out for lunch, I definitely put on a little extra sunscreen. Days when I'm home and I'm not wearing a ton of other makeup, I'll just put another layer of that sunscreen on. Days when I'm wearing a ton of makeup and blush and contour or whatnot, I don't want to cover too much, so I'll use a duster mineral brush. Like Color Science is a great brand, and they have SPF 50 duster powder brushes, which I love because you can dust your eyelids, you can dust your ears. Those of you who don't have a lot of hair, you can dust your scalp. Excellent product. I love it, especially on the decollete, and I have one in my car. So when I'm about to go for a little drive, I dust the back of my hands and the chest because that sun beating through the windshield definitely gives you brown spots and aging. Next on the list, a little pointer is there is really no waterproof sunscreen. They are just considered water resistant. So if you're going to go in the water, number one, reapply. Definitely reapply before you hit the water. Apply early, 30 minutes prior. And then be sure that you are going to use something that says very water resistant. Because the water resistant means it at least is not going to come right off as soon as you jump in the water. These water resistant sunscreens are good because they don't drip into your eyes and don't get when you're sweating. They may not drip into your scuba mask when you're in the beach. So water resistant is great. It's not waterproof. These sunscreens may not be great for everyday wear. They're a little stickier, but if you're doing some athletic activities, those are the way to go. Remember that you definitely want to use a lot of sunscreen. It's kind of insane, but the amount of sunscreen that you need typically is about a shot glass full. That's a full ounce of sunscreen. Most people only apply about a half of that or a quarter of that. So that means that the actual sun protection you're getting is a lot less than you think it is. So if you're going to be at the beach the whole day long, you should use almost half to a quarter of your 8-ounce bottle of sunscreen on your body that day. I don't think any of us do that really and truly. So just kind of be aware of the fact that you need to put a thick layer on, it needs to be reapplied regularly, and you need to use a copious amount of sunscreen. And the spray sunscreens, we can talk a little bit about those. They are not that effective. They're great for body coverage of difficult areas like the back of the legs, the back of the, you know, your back area, places you can't reach well with a lotion. But the majority of those spray sunscreens are ending up in the air and getting all over the floor. And you're really missing out on the potential to protect the skin fully and effectively. They don't form a good barrier, and there can be a lot of patchiness there. So be careful using the spray sunscreens. I also want to remind you guys that chemical sunscreens are not my favorite. I really don't love the idea of using products that have parabens, salicylates, cinnamates, benzophenones. Those are all the products that you're going to read when you look at the back of your bottles that you find at the drugstore. You can read Coppertone, Neutrogena, any of these bottles that are sold over the counter. They all are wonderful. They say SPF 100 and above. I love every sunscreen better than the idea of using no sunscreen. However, if you turn your bottle around and the ingredients look like oxybenzone, salicylobenzene, octylmethocinnamate, these are definitely chemicals. Avobenzone, Mexorel. So do you really want to put that on your skin and have it absorbed through the skin, sitting inside your skin layers, waiting for light to hit you? So the concept of these chemical sunscreens is light comes from the sun, penetrates through your skin, hits a chemical sunscreen blockade, and a chemical reaction occurs within your skin that prevents the sun damage free radical from damaging you. But throughout that process, you've had to have penetration with an ultraviolet radiation ray, you've had to have chemical absorption, and you've had to have a whole reaction occur all on your skin. I think it's much wiser to use a mineral-based sunscreen, which will just have light hit you, bounce, and reflect away. So those mineral sunscreens, in my opinion, are the best. And those would be titanium dioxide or zinc oxide. And they provide excellent protection. These ingredients are the kind that are safe even for children, and you'll find them more in the sunscreens that are made for children. If you read the back of your sunscreen bottle, zinc oxide is one of the most effective and best sunscreens out there. The current zinc oxides are micronized so that the particles are very small. They don't necessarily have to be thick and white and pasty. The zinc oxide is typically what surfer sunscreen looks like. My sunscreen has 13.7% zinc oxide, which was one of the highest concentrations of zinc oxide available on the market. So very dense, wonderful coverage without looking thick and pasty. Can't ask for anything better than that. The light hits your skin, it bounces right off, and you get the protection. You don't have the potential of heat damage and ultraviolet infrared damage, which can cause pigmentation. So there's a lot of good reasons why you should wear a mineral-based sunscreen. So lastly, just remember, I talked about this before, but if it's cold or cloudy outside, you still need ultraviolet protection. Even on a cloudy day, 40% of the sun's ultraviolet radiation reaches the earth. And this leads to some of the most serious sunburns, because I've been guilty of this, where it's a nice cloudy overcast day. You go outside, you come back in, you suddenly notice that you're quite red and you didn't even feel the sun. And remember that you need to protect yourself even on the gloomiest of days. So get in the habit of just making an every day, every morning part of your routine. Remember that using a sunscreen is not going to give you a vitamin D deficiency. You're still going to absorb plenty of vitamin D through your diet, and you're protecting mostly the most important real estate of your face. You can absorb your vitamin D on your back, on your legs, elsewhere, but definitely protect your face for the aging changes. 80% of your sun exposure comes as a child. So you still, even though you've had the majority of your sun exposure by age 20, you are still getting lots of annual doses of ultraviolet light. We're living longer, we're getting exposed more often, there's less ozone in the atmosphere. So forget about the fact that you did all this sunburning as a kid and you're never outdoors as an adult. You still need to protect yourself as an adult. And I think that is a great primer and introduction for you guys all about sunscreens. I want everyone to be in the habit of putting their sunscreen on after you use your moisturizer, morning antioxidant. Hopefully you guys are all using vitamin C every morning. It helps prevent browning, pigmentation changes, and oxidative damage. On top of that, you're going to put your sunscreen, followed by a little touch of makeup, and then you're ready for your day. And that's everything I want to tell you, the ABCs and the basics about sunscreen. Please stay safe this summer. You've been listening to Beauty Bites with Dr. K, Secrets of a Plastic Surgeon. That's our 5-Minute Friday podcast, and I'm so excited to teach you guys more and more about the science of vibrant, sexy skin at every age. Don't forget to find me on my Instagram at Beauty by Dr. K. Stay beautiful.